from WLEN, Lenawee's local news station. This is State and Local News from the WLEN Newsroom.
Good afternoon. We're right now in downtown Adrian, 63 degrees with cloudy skies, though rain in the area. Reporting for 103.9 WLEN, Lenawee's local news station, I'm Ian Wendt. The news at noon being brought to you by Abbey Carpet and Floor, America's choice in floor fashions since 1958. We have a few notes regarding traffic and road closures. The City of Adrian Utilities Department has announced that Canterbury Street in Adrian is closed through traffic until further notice as the Utilities Department personnel perform a water main replacement project. From the Lenawee County Road Commission, Skinner Highway between Plank and Forrester is closed for drainage work. Ogden Highway between Etter and Carlson down to one lane for shoulder maintenance. Also closures for chip seal work, Airport Sub off Airport Highway, and Palmyra Ruget from Deerfield to US 223 also closed for chip seal work. If you see a traffic tie-up yourself, be a WLEN traffic tipster. Call 517-263-1039. A 19-year-old man from Tecumseh was killed in a head-on crash Wednesday morning on Newburgh Highway near Berwind Hills Drive in Tecumseh Township. According to the Lenawee County Sheriff's Office, the man was driving a 2007 Honda motorcycle northbound at a high rate of speed when he lost control on a curve and crossed into the southbound lane. He collided with a 2005 Chevrolet truck driven by a 41-year-old man from Ann Arbor. The motorcyclist was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities said both drivers were wearing safety equipment. The truck driver was not injured. It is not yet known if drugs or alcohol were factors. The crash remains under investigation by the Lenawee County Accident Investigation Team. Multiple agencies assisted at the scene, including Tecumseh Police, Clinton Township Fire, HVA EMS, and the Lenawee County Medical Examiner's Office. The Lenawee County Health Department says it is not closing and continues to offer core public health services. Rumors that the department will shut down or has run out of funding are false. Health officials acknowledge that some funding uncertainty, but services remain uninterrupted. However, the breast and cervical cancer control navigation program will be paused on June 30th due to unclear grant status. No new or follow-up appointments will be scheduled until funding is confirmed, though current clients will continue receiving support. The department is working with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and will update the public on any future changes. All mandated public health services will continue. For details, go to lenaweehealthdepartment.org or call 517-264-5226. Lenawee County is requesting nearly $11,000 to support emergency response upgrades. At the June 17th Homeland Security Committee meeting, Emergency Management Director Craig Tanis asked for $5,000 from the state's fiscal year 24 Homeland Security Program to fund hazmat training and equipment. The second request would provide $5,738 to renew Cape Watch, a drone live stream software used for incident command. The funding would come from a mix of current and prior year state grants. Officials say the technology improves real-time decision-making during public safety threats like fires, spills, and active scenes. If approved by the state, the grant would extend drone software access through August 2026. The next Homeland Security meeting is scheduled for August 19th. Share the Warmth of Lenawee will operate as a public cooling center from Friday, June 21st through Tuesday, June 25th, offering relief during an upcoming heat wave. The cooling center will be open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 427 West Maumee Street in Adrian. All community members are welcome to stop in, cool off, and take a break from the heat. Water and light snacks will be provided. Organizers say the center is a response to forecasted high temperatures and is meant to serve vulnerable residents, including the elderly and those without access to air conditioning. The initiative is part of Share the Warmth of Lenawee's broader mission to provide shelter, safety, and support throughout the year. No ID or registration is required to enter. For more details, contact Share the Warmth directly or visit in person during the open hours. The Lenawee Community Foundation has awarded over $400,000 in scholarships to more than 200 local students. Students and donors gathered at a special reception June 13th to celebrate the awards and the impact of community giving. Foundation President and CEO Brana Colley said the scholarships are about more than college cost. They're about opening doors and honoring legacies. One recipient Tiatello expressed her gratitude for receiving the Frederick Kinninger Scholarship and said she looked forward to growing as an individual. The scholarships are funded by local donors and often established in memory of loved ones. To learn how to start or support a scholarship fund, contact the Lenawee Community Foundation. More information is available at lenawecf.com or by calling 517-263-4696. Lenawee County will hold an active shooter drill on August 1st at 2:30 p.m. The simulation will reenact a live Board of Commissioners meeting inside the old courthouse in Adrian. Commissioners and staff will participate, acting as if the meeting were in session when the emergency begins. Emergency Management Coordinator Craig Tannis says the goal is to test response procedures and improve coordination between law enforcement and county personnel. The drill will take place in the commissioners' chambers and is closed to the public. Officials say the training is part of ongoing preparedness efforts to protect public officials and staff in high-risk situations. A full debrief is expected at the next Homeland Security meeting in August. Local, state, and world news anytime at WLEN.com. WLEN News Time is 12:09.
Hi, this is Dennis from Abbey Carpet and Floor. And you know, the perfect floor, it starts at your locally owned and operated Abbey Carpet and Floor showroom. Why? Because our team of flooring design experts provide you with personalized service. Also, we have an incredible selection to choose from. We have expert assistance, free estimates, professional installation, and so much more. We'll help transform your house into the home of your dreams, and our professional staff will pamper your home from start to finish. And you know, unlike those box stores and other retail chains, shopping with us keeps the dollars you spend in our community. We know our neighbors because you're our neighbor. So come in now and save on selections throughout the showroom during our incredible store-wide flooring sale. Visit us today at 3292 North Adrian Highway. Abbey Carpet and Floor, America's choice in floor fashion since 1958.
The acoustic string duo Warren and Flick will perform Wednesday, June 25th at 7:30 p.m. at Holy Rosary Chapel at the Adrian Dominican Mother House campus. Jacob Warren and Grant Flick mix bluegrass, folk, jazz, and classical traditions into a unique, heartfelt sound. Their instruments include double bass, violin, tenor guitar, and nickel harpa. The two met at a national music seminar in 2015 and have since released two albums, including their most recent, Waxwing. The concert is free and open to the public, with a post-show reception hosted by the Adrian Dominican Sisters. The event will take place at 1257 East Siena Heights Drive in Adrian. For more information on their music and workshops, go to warrenandflick.com. Hidden Lake Gardens is inviting the community to a free sunset solstice stroll on Friday, June 20th from 6:30 till 8:30 p.m. Visitors can enjoy a peaceful twilight walk through the gardens, explore the conservatory, and experience the Reach for the Sky canopy walk as day turns to dusk. The Daffodil Gift Shop will be open during the event. Last admission is 8 p.m. In partnership with the Lenawee County Department on Aging and the Alzheimer's Association, special programming to raise awareness about dementia and offer support to caregivers. The stroll is open to the public. RSVPs are encouraged for dementia programming, but not required for general visitors. More information is available at hiddenlakegardens.msu.edu. Firefighters responded Wednesday morning to a fire at the material recovery facility off Platte Road in Ann Arbor. Dale Gartner has the details in this report.
The Ann Arbor Fire Department reported in a Facebook post that one worker inhaled smoke while attempting to extinguish the fire before firefighters arrived and Huron Valley Ambulance took him to a hospital. According to the fire department, thanks to firefighters' work, there was no damage to the affected system at the material recovery facility at 4150 Platte Road. The facility sorts and processes recyclables collected throughout the Ann Arbor area. Fire Department reports that firefighters arrived at approximately 8:29 a.m. to the fire in a conveyor belt system, making access challenging. The fire department reported, quote, in working with facility staff, the conveyor was operated to carry the burning trash out of system for extinguishment, unquote. Fire department officials stated that the cause of the fire could not be determined due to the amount of trash involved. MLive.com reports that emergency personnel from Pittsfield Township, Ann Arbor Township, and Scio Township fire departments provided support. I'm Dale Gartner, WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.
A car fatally struck a child Wednesday afternoon near Ypsilanti. The car hit the 10-year-old boy at around 4:30 p.m. Wednesday near the intersection of Tuttle Hill and Merritt Roads in Ypsilanti Township. According to Mark Breckenridge, spokesperson for the Huron Valley Ambulance, reported by MLive.com, the boy was crossing Tuttle Hill Road on a bike when he was struck by a car going north, said Commander Eugene Rush, that spokesperson for the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office. He was declared dead on scene. There is not currently any indication the driver was going too quick or was intoxicated. According to Rush, the boy was crossing in the crosswalk. Breckenridge does not believe the driver was injured. The crash is under investigation. A Hillsdale man who admitted to threatening a school, leading the school district to shut down for 2 days, has been sentenced. MLife.com is reporting that Hillsdale County Circuit Judge Sarah Lesnaya sentenced Kevin Noah Minder on June 9th to 1 year in jail, followed by 3 years of probation, according to court records. He was also ordered to pay a $10,000 fine. The 29-year-old Minder admitted to making threats to a school in Hillsdale. He pleaded guilty April 28th to one felony count of threatening to commit violence with a firearm against students or employees on school property. That's according to court records. Environmental groups and Michigan's Attorney General have filed separate challenges against a federal order that is keeping a coal-fired power plant open this summer. Critics say there's no energy emergency that would justify keeping Consumers Energy's Campbell plant alive. Consumers Energy had planned to close the power station by May 31st as part of a transition to cleaner energy, but the Trump administration intervened, saying the plant must remain open because of possible electricity shortages in the central U.S. The Republican Cannabis Caucus of Michigan is pushing back against a new proposal that would allow police to use saliva tests to drivers suspected of being high. Two bills moving through the legislature would give officers the power to collect saliva at traffic stops. The caucus says saliva testing is inaccurate and invasive. In a state pilot program, more than 200 drivers who tested positive with saliva were later cleared by blood test. A state report also recommended against setting THC levels and instead using field sobriety tests to determine impairment. The group is urging voters to sign a petition and contact their lawmakers on their website, rescuemichigan.com. The bills are currently being reviewed by the Rules Committee in Lansing. More details have emerged regarding the death of a construction worker at a Michigan high school. According to a report from the Michigan Occupational Safety and Health Administration, MLife.com says that the death of a 27-year-old at a gym at Potterville High School on Monday is the 12th workplace fatality of the calendar year. The MyOSHA report indicates that two employees were working on an aerial lift setting steel trusses when the incident occurred. Several unsecured steel trusses fell and struck both employees, trapping them in the aerial lift. The report also says that a few hours before the fatal incident, there was a near miss when unsecured steel trusses fell, one landing on the ground and one landing on an aerial lift occupied by the two employees. The fatal incident occurred during a second attempt to secure the trusses, according to the report. The workers were employees of Eagle Enterprises, but Lansing-backed Clark Construction is overseeing the job. Neither worker has been identified by name. Officials in Eaton County are investigating. A 54-year-old Gaylord man is dead after the ORV he was driving collided head-on with a military vehicle in an area of Camp Grayling. The crash took place just before 6 p.m. on Saturday on a seasonal military road in Maple Forest Township. That's according to UpNorthLive.com. The crash occurred about 2 miles north of Camp Grayling's OP-5 tower and a mile south of its Range 45 training facility. The Michigan State Police informed the news outlet that it appeared a military vehicle had been traveling northeast on Briggs Road when it collided head-on with an ORV traveling southwest. The crash occurred on a curve in the road, police said. The 49-year-old female passenger of the ORV was also injured. She was treated at a nearby hospital. No one in the military vehicle was hurt. The investigation is ongoing. Military officials are cooperating with the police investigation, according to UpNorthLive.com. And a Michigan bear is feeling much, much better. Wildlife experts finally were able to trap a black bear and remove a large lid that was stuck around its neck for 2 years. Laura Witkowski has that story.
The Michigan bear specialist Cody Norton said Wednesday that it's pretty incredible that the bear survived and was able to feed himself. The bear first turned up on the trail camera as a cub in 2023. After that, the Department of Natural Resources was on the lookout. The bear was safely trapped and the lid was removed on June 3rd. For WLEN, Lenawee's local news station, I'm Laura Rutkowski.
Looking at our local obituaries, a memorial graveside service for 79-year-old John David Stutzman of Morenci will be Friday, 11 a.m. at Oak Grove Cemetery in Morenci. Arrangements have been made with the guidance of the Anderson Mary Funeral Home in Adrian. Funeral services for 83-year-old Bill Holbrook of Adrian will be Friday at noon at Purse Funeral Home in Adrian. Funeral services for 69-year-old Deborah K. Randall of Hudson will be Friday afternoon at 1 at Brown Van Hemert Funeral Home in Hudson. A memorial service for 92-year-old Malcolm George Barber of Adrian will be Friday at 2 at Aubrey's Restaurant in Adrian. 2:30 lunch at the restaurant will follow. The Anderson Mary Funeral Home is assisting with those arrangements. Visitation for 84-year-old Priscilla Jean Murdoch of Palmyra will be Friday from 4 until 6 at the Anderson Rudd Funeral Home in Blissfield. Funeral services for 95-year-old Thelma A. Lee of Adrian will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Anderson Mary Funeral Home, Adrian. Funeral services for 82-year-old Brenda J. Emery of Adrian will be Monday at 11 at Wagley Funeral Home, Adrian. And funeral mass for 57-year-old Philip Thomas Marvin II of Hillsdale will be Monday at noon at St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Tecumseh. Arrangements entrusted to Handler Funeral Homes. Sign up for WLEN's weekday newsletter at WLEN.com. WLEN News Time, 1220.
Hi, this is Dennis from Abbey Carpet and Floor. And you know, the perfect floor, it starts at your locally owned and operated Abbey Carpet and Floor showroom. Why? Because our team of flooring design experts provide you with personalized service. Also, we have an incredible selection to choose from. We have expert assistance, free estimates, professional installation, and so much more. We'll help transform your house into the home of your dreams, and our professional staff will pamper your home from start to finish. And you know, unlike those box stores and other retail chains, shopping with us keeps the dollars you spend in our community. We know our neighbors because you're our neighbor. So come in now and save on selections throughout the showroom during our incredible store-wide flooring sale. Visit us today at 3292 North Adrian Highway. Abbey Carpet and Floor, America's choice in floor fashion since 1958.
Looking now at our lottery jackpots, we have the Lotto 47 for tonight, or rather last night. It was estimated at about $2.5 million. The next drawing is Saturday. That jackpot is estimated at $2.7 million. Our Powerball for the Saturday draw is up to $118 million. And our Mega Millions estimated jackpot for Friday's draw is $302 million. Looking now at our community highlights, the Overeaters Anonymous have a meeting each Thursday at 4 p.m. at the Serenity House on Gulf Street in Adrian. Here is our latest weather forecast from the National Weather Service. For today, Juneteenth, showers likely could see a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy today and a high near 75. Northwest wind around 15, gusting near 20. Again, 60% chance of rain today. For tonight, no rain expected. Mostly clear skies, a low of 59. The heat up begins Friday. Mostly sunny skies, high near 84. For Friday night, partly cloudy, low of 68. Up into the 90s for Saturday. Mostly sunny, high of 91, southwest wind around 10, gusting near 28. Saturday night, low of 74, mostly clear skies. And for Sunday, sunny and hot, high near 95. Looking into next week, high of 95 on Monday, 94 on Tuesday, and back into the 80s next Wednesday. For weather updates anytime, go to our website, WLEN.com. We've had rain showers kind of moving throughout our listening area today, and that's going to continue for the afternoon. Right now, we have temperatures in the 60s with Morenci at 65, Tecumseh, you're at 63, and right now in Adrian, 63 degrees. We do have a hazardous weather outlook for all of southeast Michigan. For the scattered rain showers today, there could be some thunderstorms accompanying those this afternoon and evening. Strong storm development could produce some wind gust and about an inch of rain as well. Or could see some isolated to scattered thunderstorms on Friday afternoon and into Saturday morning. Again, for weather updates anytime, go to WLEN.com. The news at noon was brought to you by Abby Carpet and Floor, 3292 North Adrian Highway in Adrian. More local and state news in headline form at 3 and 4. Our next full newscast will be at 5 with Laura Witkowski. For 103.9 WLEN, Lenawee's local news station, I'm Ian Wendt.
Count on WLEN, Lenawee's local news station, to keep you informed with accurate and dependable information 24 hours a day.